Welcome to Puentes, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Secretary of the International Safe Shelter Foundation, Patty Hernandez, to tell us what the foundation does and how it helps the community.
Thank you for having me here.
You're welcome. Tell us about your education, where you studied. You're originally from Miami?
Yes, I'm originally from Miami, Florida. My parents are both Cuban. They immigrated during the Cuban Revolution, and so me and my siblings were born in the United States. And I received my bachelor's in social work in Tampa, Florida in 2000. And now I'm here at NMSU studying with my dual master's in social work and public health. And I'll be graduating with them in May of this year.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And when were you in the Peace Corps?
Yes, I was in the Peace Corps in El Salvador from 2007 to 2009. When I finished my service in 2009, in August of the same year, I came to live in Las Cruces just because I was very interested in learning more about what it was like living on the border, on the frontera, learning about a different culture here, because in El Salvador, I would hear of many people wanting to cross the border, and many went through Juarez into New Mexico. So I was curious to see what it was that they went through. And I've learned a little bit, not as much as I wanted to, but it's very interesting, the culture here, very different from Miami.
And there are other volunteers that have worked for the Peace Corps that are in the Las Cruces area?
Yes, we actually have in New Mexico one of the largest return Peace Corps population. The majority are in Albuquerque and Santa Fe. However, we have a large amount here in Las Cruces, West Texas, and over in the Deming area.
So that's how some of you started then, the International Safe Shelter Foundation?
Yes, we actually have four returned Peace Corps volunteers on our board and three other board members not related to the returned Peace Corps volunteers, but they all want to support this organization in Ciudad Juarez.
I understand there's going to be a documentary showing at the Fountain Theater to benefit the Safe Shelter Foundation, but let's find out more about what it is. The International Safe Shelter Foundation, what is it?
Well, the International Safe Shelter Foundation, we're an umbrella U.S.-based nonprofit group that honestly we began last year in order to focus on helping to support and increase funding for international domestic violence shelters in other countries. And specifically, the one that we're working with right now is Centro de Protección de Mujer a Mujer, which is located in Juarez.
So that's the Center for Protection from Woman to Woman mm-hmm. in Ciudad Juarez. Is there a lot of domestic violence in Latin America?
There is a lot of domestic violence. It's unfortunately a very silent culture in which they don't, whatever happens in the home stays in the home. However, the impact is really negative because many women are thought more as property than as individuals. And so the violence stems more from physical to emotional to psychological and especially financial.
And where is the foundation based?
The foundation based is right here in Las Cruces. However, our board of directors were located really across the country. And some of us, for example, myself, I'll be working from abroad because I'll be moving to Nicaragua in June.
So how many people mm-hmm. are on the board?
Right now, I believe we're six people. And we're located in just different states in the U.S. at the moment. But all focusing on helping this domestic abuse shelter in Juarez, because we've been working on an individual basis with the director, Angela, to assist her in any way that we can support her and her organization in Juarez.
And have you had any difficulty in getting people to come to the shelter? Is there a stigma attached to that?
No, the thing is safety. A lot of the women who are currently in the shelter, they have been very traumatized by their significant others, because their significant others a lot of times have high office, though. They could be in the police. They could be drug lords. And so for the women to escape, it takes a lot of courage. And so when they come to the shelter, it's very confidential. No one knows that they're there. And they assist on helping them as much as they can.
So they're violent not just to the significant other or the spouse, but to the children as well?
Yes. A lot of times some of the children could be affected physically, but definitely all of them are affected psychologically because they may see the abuse, they may hear the abuse, or they have to choose sides.
What kind of help do you provide?
Well, we personally do not provide the assistance. We're an umbrella group. We're here to support and bring attention to the organization that's in Ciudad Juarez because they don't have a lot of media attention. Domestic violence isn't widely spoken about there, so that's what we're trying to do to help them from the U.S. so that they can get more publicity. But the shelter itself, the organization, they help women with legal services, psychological services, medical services, and social work services, all for free. They can come in, no questions asked, and they'll help them to the best of their ability.
The documentary, The Day You Love Me, El Día Que Me Quieras, a film by Florence Jauge. Tell us a little bit about the film and how do you hope that this will help the foundation?
Well, we chose this film because it really talks about the impact of domestic violence, not only on the families, but in the communities, the police officers involved, the social workers involved, teachers, the children. So it's a community-wide problem, which a lot of times is not discussed or seen. And so this movie is actually documented in Nicaragua in the late 90s. And so after the documentary, we hope to have a brief discussion about domestic violence in Latin America overall, and especially Ciudad Juarez. And we will have a brief presentation about the organization in Ciudad Juarez to talk about the work that they do, the different projects, the women that they've helped, and just how they can, how we can support them in Ciudad Juarez.
And what are some of the different projects?
Well, some of the projects that they are trying to do, but of course with lack of funds, it's very difficult. But they did have computer classes, but they had to shut it down because they didn't have enough funding to keep the computers running. They're currently working on a project to make clothing and make bags. So they're always in need of fabric, and that's something that hopefully at the documentary we can collect fabric and toiletries so that this can be given to the women.
Now, are you making the announcement prior to the film for people to bring these items to the showing, or is that something that they'll be asking for it then and then you bring it back later?
We have been asking people. A lot of times people are asking us what they can bring to the film, what they can offer the organization other than just buying tickets to the film. So we're announcing it, and it's also listed on our flyer what kind of donations that we hope to collect the day of the film. So that way whoever does come can pick them up.
And again, what are the type of donations?
Oh, the type of donations are fabric and toiletry items, could be shampoo, conditioner, toothbrushes, toothpaste, things like that, things that women may need, as well as children.
And the film, again, The Day You Love Me, El Día Que Me Quieras, will show on Saturday, April the 13th from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Fountain Theater, 2469 Calle de Guadalupe in Mesilla. Is this a film that children can watch as well, or is it specifically for adults?
Well, anyone can watch it, but it will be a little aggressive because it's not that it doesn't show any violence, but it does show the impact, again, of what domestic violence can do to a family. So there are women who are crying, children who are crying in the film. So we definitely encourage children who can be mature, like ages 8 and up, Definitely. And then again, we're going to have the discussion about the film and its impact. And I think any generation is welcome to come so that we can get a good impact and discussion going.
Will the discussion be before or after the film?
It'll be after the film. The documentary is runs for an hour. So we'll begin a little after 4 p.m. and then we'll see how the audience feels, if they're motivated to have a discussion and also a presentation about the Centro in Ciudad Juarez.
So then again, the donations of toiletry items for women and children at the shelter are going to be received gladly. Items of fabric, so they can make quilts and dolls and maybe some clothing as well. And this, again, is sponsored also by the Mesilla Valley Film Society at the Fountain Theater. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that you'd like to tell us about that would help introduce the foundation to the community and to the surrounding areas?
Well, I definitely encourage everybody to visit our website. There are websites in both English and Spanish, and the Centro can be communicated through the website, www.juarez-shelter.org.
And you said you're going to be going to Nicaragua to help start up an organization there. Is that a part of it? Or
no, it's actually separate.
Oh, okay.
It's I'm going to be working in emergency services, but I'm sure I'll be working in some capacity with domestic violence there as well.
And how did you get involved in this?
Well, it's an interesting story. Actually, how we began were a group of returned Peace Corps volunteers who met the director Angela and were very captivated by the strength of this woman and all that she's achieved in making this shelter happen. She's done it on her own for 10 years. And so as Peace Corps volunteers, knowing how challenging that is, we wanted to support her. And so for the last 4 years, we've been organizing fundraisers for her with the Returned Peace Corps volunteer community that's here in Las Cruces.
How many people are in that organization?
Well, on our listserv that we have going, I think we have about 100 registered Returned Peace Corps volunteers in Las Cruces, also in West New Mexico and West Texas.
So among the things that the organization does is help educate people about this domestic violence, which occurs not just here in this community, but Juarez and in the whole of Latin America?
Well, the Centro de Protección, they're focused on educating people in and around Ciudad Juarez and near the mountains, near the Ciudad Juarez. And the purpose of it is what they're really trying to do is get the word out that domestic violence is a problem, that the community needs to be awoken to the issue. It can't be hidden away, and that we need to protect the women of Mexico and of other countries, because the shelter does allow women who come from Latin America, different countries, who are escaping the violence, and they actually come into the shelter. So they've had victims from El Salvador, Guatemala, Colombia, different places, anyone who can help them to escape the violence. So things that they do, the staff at the Centro, they go into the communities, they have rallies, they do marches, they have presentations and discussions, and encourage the men to come and be part of the presentations, because it takes two people to really have a healthy relationship. And part of their education is to teach the men what is a healthy relationship. That violence does not need to be a part of the relationship. Explain that violence is about power and control. And if they really love and care about their spouse, they wouldn't hit them or degrade them. So that's a really huge issue that they're trying to combat and bring more peace into Ciudad Juarez and Mexico as a whole.
So the education is not just for the women, but for the entire family, for the person who is doing the spousal abuse as well, the domestic violence. But can it be turned around? Can it be also a man who's being a battered husband or spouse?
Definitely, definitely. And so when they educate in the community, it's not to say, well, only the man is doing the abuse. It could very well be the woman. And they go into detail about what abuse may appear, what it may look like, who can be the instigator, and how they are instigating, and so what they can do to turn that around so there is more peace in the relationships. And they've had really good successes. There's usually about 20, 30 people that come from different communities to hear their presentations and hear. And most of the volunteers, if not all, at the centro are survivors of domestic violence. So they understand the issue. They understand the struggle. And they're willing to speak out because it's an issue that really needs to hit the streets and hit the ears of everybody in the country.
And to teach children as well how to grow up and not be abusers.
Exactly, because this is a cycle of violence that continues in families. And until that cycle is broken, the patterns aren't going to change. And so we definitely work on educating them about that pattern and teaching them new ways to improve their relationships so they're not continuing to abuse in a physical or psychological manner.
So what do you feel that this documentary will show people, the most important thing?
The most important thing that the documentary will show is that it's not an isolated situation. Domestic violence, even in the U.S., costs over $15 billion a year because of the social services that have to be involved, the police officers that have to be involved, the court systems. There's a lot of different entities that, over and all, we are paying for these programs to help the survivors, to help the victims. But if we don't help the perpetrators to teach them new ways of behaving, the cycle's not going to end. This happens in the U.S., it's happening in Mexico. And so by partnering up, we can increase the awareness and shine those agencies that are helping. To also show that Ciudad Juarez, it has its issues, but it also has its advantages. And there's a large group of people that care about peace and are doing what they can to make it happen. And we support that, and we want to help organizations such as that.
Well, domestic violence isn't new to this country or to any country. It's been around for hundreds of years. Have there been other organizations that have tried to focus on this?
No, well, the International Safe Shelter Foundation, we're relatively new, being that we organize ourselves to create a nonprofit status, a 501(c). So when people make donations through our website or through our fundraisers, they will receive tax exempt. So they will receive credit for that. And we wanted to make it easier. So if people wanted to assist organizations such as the Centro, and they're not able to get it to Mexico, they'll go through us, and then 100% of the money that we receive goes straight to the foundation, or to the Centro de Protección. None of the money stays with the foundation.
Can people bring any of the donations of toiletry items, and physical items like fabric, etc., somewhere other than at the Fountain Theater on that day?
For right now, it's just on that day.
Which is April the 13th on Saturday from 4 to 6 at the Fountain Theater. Well, I appreciate you coming down and telling us more about how you help the community, how you're a bridge to the community, un puente a la comunidad, with the International Safe Shelter Foundation. Secretary Patty Hernandez, muchas gracias. Thank you very much.
Gracias. No, I definitely hope that people attend. Please email me if you want more information at pjhdez@nmsu.edu. Suggest a donation. Again, all the proceeds we receive for this fundraiser goes to the shelter in Ciudad Juarez.
Centro de Protección Mujer a Mujer. Well, thank you very much. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.